Avos per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3-3 in some Mishnayos. This is still the middle of 3-2. Let's read the whole Mishnah first, then we'll go back and take it apart. It says, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyan Omer, Shnaim sheyoshvin, two people sit together, ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, but they don't have words of Torah between them. Harezeh moshev leitzim, that is like a gathering of scoffers. Shne'emar uva moshev leitzim lo yashav. The pasuk says, in a gathering of scoffers, he didn't sit. Avol shnaim sheyoshvin ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, but two sit together, ve'yesh b'neihem divrei Torah, and they do have Torah between them. Shechina shriya b'neihem, the Shechina dwells amongst them. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says, az nidbru yirhe Hashem ish al rehu, and then those who fear Hashem speak to one another. V'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, Hashem pays attention and listens. V'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav, Hashem writes it down in the book of remembrances before him. Li'rei Hashem l'choshve shmo, for those who fear Hashem and think of His name. Eli ele shnayim, the Mishnah says, I just know about two people. Menai nefilu echad sheyoshev osik b'torah, how do I know even one person sits and learns Torah by himself? Shehakadosh Baruch Hu koveh lo schar, that Hashem gives him reward. Shne'emar, the pasuk says, Yeshev badad v'yidom, he sits alone and is silent. Ki natal alav, and he takes reward, if you will, for it. That's the Mishnah. It's a little oblique. We have to take it apart word by word to understand what's going on here. We start with Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan. Who is he? So he is one of the famous Asara Harugi Malchus, one of the 10 famous martyrs. We talk about him on Tisha B'Av, especially. He was the one who was wrapped up in the Sefer Torah and then lit on fire with the sponges on his chest so it should last a long time as he burned to death. He was the father of Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir. And worth noting, just sort of the terrible, bitter irony of this Mishnah, is that he was arrested for gathering people together to learn Torah. That's why he ended up dying. And this Mishnah, of course, is advocating people getting together to learn Torah on some level. So he lived in the time of the Bar Kokhba revolt, that second great revolt, contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, called the year 135-ish, whatever it is, in the wake of those Hadrianic persecutions and the revolt. That's when he was martyred. He was murdered. So he says, Shnaim sheyoshvin, if two people sit together, ve'ein b'neihem divrei Torah, they don't speak words of Torah, harezeh moshev leitzim. That's considered to be a gathering of scoffers, of leitzim. So first of all, the Mefarshim are quick to speak out that we're talking here in the context of two people with leisure time on their hands. We're talking about people who are not working, you know, so now they have time to chat, and in the context of their chatting, they're not including Divrei Torah. That's called the Moshev Leitzim. That's a little peculiar, because a Leitz is someone who makes fun of things, who deprecates things, and here there's no, active making fun of, laughing at the Torah. They're just not talking about the Torah. But here, Chazal see it as if, so to speak, that they were deprecating the Torah, making fun of it, scoffing at it, because the Torah is really there for them to talk about and learn, and they choose not to. That's a direct insult, a direct affront to the value of Torah. Like a person who's offered, says, this is what the Mefarshim speak out, the example, a person says, is told, you can count as much money as you want and keep whatever you count, and a guy doesn't bother. He doesn't care about the money, so you see, he just doesn't care about the Torah. He could collect the pearls of wisdom, but he doesn't. So he is therefore insulting the Torah and therefore called a leitz, and these two leitzim getting together make this moshev leitzim. Now this term moshev leitzim, an assembly of scoffers, is mentioned in a pasuk. The pasuk is really from the very, very beginning of Tehillim, there in Perek Aleph, and the psukim, Aleph and Beis, the very beginning there, says, talks about the moshev leitzim, lo yashav, the person, the ashrei ish, fortunate is the man who doesn't sit amongst this assembly of scoffers, and then the psukim continues on to say, ki im b'toras Hashem cheftzo v'saraso yega yom v'layla. What he desires is the Torah of Hashem, and that's what he involves himself in day and night. So the idea is, the people who are not involved in Torah, they're the Moshev Leitzim. That's the idea here. And the person who desires Hashem's Torah is like the contrast. The one who doesn't, he's the Moshev, participant in the Moshev Leitzim. So by being not interested in Hashem's Torah and speaking it, you've now become Moshev Leitzim by inference, based on that pasuk there in the very beginning of Tehillim. Now, in contrast, Avol Shnaim Sheyoshvin, if two people sit together, v'yesh b'neihem divrei Torah, they do talk words of Torah, then Shechina Shriya b'neihem, then it's as if Hashem, so to speak, metaphorically, is with them. He's present with them. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, pasuk Malachi, az nidbru ish, yirei ish, excuse me, As nibru yirei Hashem ish el rehu, then those who fear Hashem will speak one to his fellow. And the word nibru is a causative, like a hifil. So it means that they're causing each other to speak, which is very important. The idea here is that each one's bringing out the Torah of the other. Each person's encouraging the other person to say their side of the story, to their perspective, so they can arrive at the truth. So those people, v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma, Hashem pays attention and hears what they say. V'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav liri Hashem v'luchosh v'yishmo. And Hashem, you know, notes it in his like book of remembrances for those who take Hashem seriously and think of his name. So the idea is people are learning together and bringing out Torah between the two of them. So that process brings, so to speak, Hashem's presence there. Hashem, you know, that's Hashem wants to be with those people. And that is a kiyum of the pasuk uvo tidbak, or vo sidbak in Devarim, that one is required to cleave to Hashem. How do you cleave to Hashem? But through his Torah. And here it sounds specifically through the talking of Torah. The idea is, you know, when you're talking to another person and bringing out the two of you working together to come to the truth, so that really brings you a special relationship, closeness to Hashem, at which Hashem really wants to participate in it. So it's as if, so to speak, kaviyachal, as if he's there. Now, since it says ish el re'ehu, it means like two people talking to each other. And therefore, there's like a havamina, an interesting havamina, that if a person is by himself and just learning Hashem, you know, is not that interested, perhaps because maybe he's not even getting to the emes. And certainly, you know, the same way, if you're putting on not kosher tefillin, you don't get the mitzvah of tefillin. If you think you're learning, but you're misunderstanding, you're not learning Torah, so then you're not doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're not learning Torah. So who says that even if you're doing it right, perhaps without two people bringing out the best in each other and striving to arrive at the truth, Hashem is present? So says Mishnah, no, Hashem is. Now, notably, it says here, Eimi Elishnaim, I just have two people doing that together. Minayin she'afilu echad she'yoshev ve'osek b'Torah. How do you know even one person who sits and learns Torah? She'akadosh baruch hu koveya lo sachar. So here it sounds like, perhaps, you could think, two people, the Shekhinah is present. One person knows Shekhinah, but just at least he gets sachar, at least he gets reward. But the Tiferes Yisrael speaks out, no, don't think that. That really, this metaphorical Hashem being present, so to speak, is really another way of saying getting sachar, and the same over here too. The getting schar is sort of the same as Hashem being present, so to speak. They're the same thing. So how do you know that even one person learning by himself also has this same mila, the same advantage? Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Yeshev badad v'yidom ki natal alav. This is a pasuk from Eicha. And the previous pasuk that leads up to this pasuk before in Eicha says, Tov lagever ki yisa ol b'ne'urav. It's good for a person to like shoulder the burden of his, let's call it his youth. And that, then he goes on to say that his yeshev badar v'yidom, he does it sitting in silence. So what would be that he's, the good thing, the mitzvah he's taking, but he's doing sitting down? Normally mitzvah is done sitting up, standing up, I should say. Sitting down is Talmud Torah position. The point is, we see here, this is a Talmud Torah mitzvah that he's embracing. And this idea of yeshev badar means sitting alone. What's the v'yidom? So that's like the pasuk in Malachim, kol demama daka, that, you know, still quiet voice. So that demama, like dom, means kind of like whispering, or like silence, whispering. The point is a person learning by himself, even though really the Gemara in Erevin says a person should learn out loud always. It helps the learning, the Rambam pasuk that way, helps the memory. You should speak it out as you're learning. But in fact, people oftentimes, you know, read themselves quietly, whatever it is. The point is, even that is certainly fantastic, and a person gets schar, so much so that it says ki natal in the past tense, meaning it's as if he took the schar already. It's like ready there, waiting for him. The schar is like muchan umazuman, ready and waiting for him, that as soon as he learns, automatically goes straight into his eternal reward, building his olam haba. Worth putting out one thing, which is that the Bar Tanura, like the Rambam, had a different girsa. Their girsa was, u'minayin shefilu echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'Torah, one who learns by himself, Shemala lava kasuv, it is considered in heaven, ki ilu kiem es kol haTorah kula, that he fulfilled the whole Torah. So that's a very different idea. But again, that's a different girsa, but the same idea that one who sits learning by himself, he receives reward, you know, on bli dai, infinite reward, and according to that girsa, as if he fulfilled the whole Torah. So therefore, whether you are by yourself and you should learn the Torah, or with your fellow, you should speak in Torah, do that, and Hashem will be there and give you infinite reward, Be'ezras Hashem.